I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, with Halloween coming up, a lot of people are looking for scary activities, and there's a new option that's opening Thursday night in Dennisport.
Yes, this is Captain Lazarus's Haunted Harbor, and it's a 10,000-square-foot maze of rooms and tunnels that were created by John Sullivan with some help at the Cape Cod Community Media Center over in Dennisport. A lot of Barnstable kids and people who like horror in the area probably remember the decades of haunted houses that John created when he was drama coach at Barnstable High, and this one carries on that tradition. He's got dozens of scary sea creatures that are supposed to be terrifying visitors walking through a 10-minute tour. And the story is based on a Cape legend. It's got Captain Lazarus fighting with a sea witch every October. And there are creatures involved that include bog monsters, mermaids, fish people, killer quahogs, giant crabs, and carnivorous clowns. And that haunted harbor is going to be open from 6 to 9:30 every night from Thursday through October 30th.
Well, that's a scary-sounding new attraction, but there is a classic one on the Cape. It's the Harvest of Horrors that happens at Tony Andrews Farm in East Falmouth.
Yeah, this is the 38th year that they have put up that Harvest of Horrors. And for this year, owner Bruce Allen and the people who help him over there, they've designed an all-new haunted hayride and outdoor walking trail. Guests get up on a tram for a haunted hayride into the woods on a dark, half-mile-long dirt road, and they've got creatures stationed at different points to scare them along there. Then you get dropped off at the entrance to the Haunted Forest, and that's a winding outdoor path filled with monsters and other scenes using live actors, animatronics, smoke machines, strobe lights, and all kinds of special effects. So if you dare go, the Harvest of Horrors is open from 6:30 with the last ticket sold at 9 o'clock. It's open this Friday and Saturday and then October 28th and 29th at the farm. But of course, because it's outside, if it rains, it's not going on.
And far from the Halloween theme is the Orleans Surf Film Festival, which is back this weekend to celebrate surfing culture.
Yeah, this is the fourth year for this event, and it brings in surfing fans from the Cape and well beyond to Hog Island Beer Company in Orleans. And you can watch feature and short films about the surfing culture there and check out various memorabilia. The beer company becomes kind of a pop-up surf gallery of old and new surfboards, so you could check those out as well as other things related to surfing. The event is hosted by the Orleans Chamber Foundation, and there's also food, beverages, and a contest drawing. And that happens from 5:30 to 10:30 Friday and Saturday.
And on Nantucket, they'll be thinking about water, too, but it's all about trying to catch a very big marine mammal for the annual marathon reading of Moby Dick.
This is a joint effort by the Nantucket Historical Association and the Nantucket Athenaeum, and they've got about 90 teachers, students, writers, historians, poets, and actors who are all going to take turns reading aloud all 135 chapters plus the epilogue from Herman Melville's classic novel. This year, there's going to be breaks each evening, so they're not doing overnight hours this year. It's all going to start at noon Friday at the Athenaeum and then move to the Whaling Museum from 6 to 10 p.m. And then for the weekend, it goes back to the Athenaeum, and people can just go and listen to whatever part they want to from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday and then 10 a.m. to about 2 p.m. on Sunday.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.